This is Ozarks at Large. A program on racial terror lynching in Washington County will be presented at Shiloh Museum of Ozark History in Springdale Saturday afternoon. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich provides a preview.
Margaret Holcomb, a local history writer, genealogist, and Washington County native, has been investigating the lynchings of African Americans enslaved by an ancestor that occurred 164 years ago. She first became aware of the history after reading a family autobiography written by her father, Herbert Holcomb.
And that had kind of lived in as a story in our family for a while. And it was little known, very distant relatives even now.
So researching primary records, she set about reconstructing that history.
There are publications in the Washington County Historical Society journals, as well as Goodspeed has a blurb about it, but it's very brief, and it's always approached from the angle of the murder of James Monroe Boone is what it's typically known as, rather than the lynching of the black men.
The story traces back to her great-great-grandmother, Senor Boone.
So I'm talking about her uncle. James Monroe Boone moved to Northwest Arkansas as one of the first physicians in the county around 1830. By 1856, he was a widower, a wealthy landowner, and a one of the top slaveholders in the county.
On the night of May 29th, 1856, according to a newspaper account, she says James Monroe Boone was attacked.
He went to his door. Three enslaved men, two of whom he owned. One was his brother-in-law's family who owned that man. But the three of them at the door, attempting to rob, and then mercilessly beat him. He was reported to have been found the next morning, died 11 days later.
The three enslaved African-Americans were apprehended and put on trial that summer.
One was released from the charges because not enough evidence. The one was acquitted by jury trial. The third one, who was owned by the brother-in-law family, was judged to be guilty. He was sentenced to be hung that morning.
An angry mob originating in Richland Township, she says, where today Elkins is incorporated, decided to take the law into their own hands.
They were either kin by blood, marriage, or intermarriage. Many of the slave owners you'll find in pockets in different parts of our county, and it's almost like a dynasty had arisen. We think principally that group. None of them were by name except the two sons of Boone, Lafayette, and Benjamin Boone. Both of them trained lawyers. One of them partner of the prosecuting attorney, Jonas Tebbets, are the ones who actually then, the story goes, removed for whatever reason, a newspaper account of the day documented that the two men were still, although they'd been released by the court, were still in the jail, but they were taken from the jail and taken somewhere between Fayetteville and the Boone Farm, southeast of Fayetteville, in the Elkins area, and they were hung. And these two lawyer sons are the ones that tied the noose.
And their names, according to the record, which Holcomb has uncovered, are Aaron and Anthony. The third man, Randall, was executed by the state a month later. The site of the lynching, she speculates, is on land where the Fayetteville Senior Center stands today. Margaret Holcomb is convinced the men were wrongly accused of James Monroe Boone's murder for a reason.
The men were judged innocent or released by lack of evidence. It was not only just a lynching, but we feel a racial terror lynching because they were being taken and pretty much being made an example of.
Holcomb says she's also uncovered a document describing what she calls an alternative history where an unidentified enslaved black woman was said to have dealt a blow with an axe to James Monroe Boone's forehead. And she says other lynching incidents long buried in Northwest Arkansas are also slowly coming to light.
It has been hidden. It's something that it has been difficult for our area to begin to understand or acknowledge.
Plans to memorialize the racial terror lynching are being coordinated by the Washington County Community Remembrance Project, directed by Roanne Elliott, in partnership with the Equal Justice Initiative in Memphis.
And so the memorial itself is a plaque on a pole in Oaks Cemetery, which is the first planned black cemetery in Fayetteville.
Fayetteville's historic African-American cemetery, established in 1867.
We had to meet with the caretakers of the cemetery. They had a lot of very good questions for us, some concerns about locating something that for some people, you know, brings up troubling feelings. And they have this wonderful place of reverence and peace. And so do we want to, integrate something like lynching, ideas about lynching into that space? So we had lots of really good conversation. It caused us in our group to think, well, yeah, what, you know, to be really clear about what our purpose is. Because our purpose, we decided, really is to venerate the memory of these men. It is not to educate the community or, you know, have some big flashy kind of thing about it. It really is to have a quiet way of saying, we acknowledge you. We know what happened, and we honor you.
Over 4,400 African-American men, women, and children were hanged, burned alive, shot, drowned, or beaten to death by white mobs up until 1950. According to the Online Encyclopedia of Arkansas, the state ranks fourth in documented lynchings, 370 so far. Roanne Elliott and Margaret Holcomb will present an hour-long program on racial terror lynching in Northwest Arkansas Saturday, March 7th at 2 p.m. at the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.